Hi, this is the Geyer Cook Report, and we're talking today from the link, the one that you see. Let's see, if I point this way, to see that window over there, you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, and today's date will get you to that link. And when you get there in your browser, and if you're on mobile, you'll need to be in landscape to make it fit right. For some reason, I can't get this to work in portrait mode, and I'm not going to try. I've settled my mind on it's going to work in landscape, so there you have it. So you click on the link, the Geyer Cook Report, what's on our mind? And what's on our mind, simply put, should be on your mind too. It has to do with net neutrality before it gets taken away, some things you should know about it. And we got a really good link from Engadget, and they talk about Title I, Title II, the companies that are supporting Title II and why they are. And their link, what you need to know about net neutrality before it goes away. Simply put, this guy is a director of FCC. If you're on YouTube.com, @GuyRCook, as soon as I get this edited, you'll see this video too. Anyway, the FCC proposal that came down on December 14th last year, it talks about Title I and Title II. And now this sounds like incomprehensible jargon, and they wrote it that way. It gets even more confusing when you start digging into the hundreds of pages of legalese and all the regulations that they've accumulated over the years. But they're going to start with the most fundamental concepts. What are Title I and Title II? And they spell it out right there. And I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. The companies that are supporting Title II, once you understand what Title I and Title II are, this chart that they show there in the graphic that's right there on the side, the EFF, ACLU, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, and 200 other internet companies support being under Title II. And after you read this, you'll see why. The people that are opposed for it, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, Comcast, the director of the FCC. So, understanding the differences between Title I and Title II are going to help you better understand when they begin throttling and blocking, making some services be paid to get to. You know, like you have to subscribe to things now. It's going to happen even more so once this comes into effect. That's the predictions. There's a video there about net neutrality from John Oliver. He's the HBO guy. Take a look at this. I think it's important. It's on my mind, and I hope that this doesn't put it on your mind in such a way that you're going to go, oh, my God, why did he tell us that? I didn't want to know that. There's a light coming in the tunnel, and it might be a train. Anyway, there's a look back at the show notes. Thanks for being a patron. Check out other episodes in that link that we've got right there. And the link to the credits, and I'm going to go there real quick. In the credits, we thank you and thank you and thank you. And we give a shout out down here with some links to their content. Fraser Ramsey, the guy that gave us the idea. Got to blame somebody. Eileen Smith, from EileenSmith.com, who very graciously, digital diva that she is, told us about Screencast-O-Matic. That's the program we're using right now on Windows to record this episode. The Friends Just Chatting link is the group on Facebook so you can apply for membership. They're pretty good about letting people join. You got to speak English, be somewhere on the planet Earth. I think those are the two criteria most everybody that's listening right now can meet those. Get notifications right there, that little blue link right there on the side. You click that and get that set up. Push Crew makes that happen. Thanks to Coding Brains, thanks to SiteGround, and we're going to go back up to the top, and I'll see you tomorrow. On that note, I'm going to say those same three magic words. It's a wrap.